Hi, this is Kelly.
Is this Miss Barnes?
Yes?
Yeah, Miss Barnes, my name is Roy Mercer. I was calling y'all about some hockey tickets. I run into that wild man, Dan, and he said you could fix me up with, I need 8 behind the penalty box on the ice there for the Mallards.
It ain't they told you to call me.
It ain't funny. Yes, ma'am. He told me that you could take care of it for me.
Well, actually, he could probably take care of it better than I could.
Well, now I'm getting a runaround here.
He told me
that I could call y'all, and you get it took care of for me. And we was counting on him for, you know, the games and such this weekend and next week and such.
There's not a game this weekend.
Well, I must have misplaced my schedule, and I thought there's some coming up.
There's one tonight.
Well, by God, then, we need 8 behind the penalty box.
I don't work for the hockey team anymore.
Why'd he tell me that you could take care of it then?
Well, he could probably take care of it.
He said that y'all could take care of it. I got the money right here, and I just need to get some tickets is what I need to get.
Well, have you called the arena?
I ain't called nobody but you, because he said you could get me some of them choice seats down there, behind the team or behind the box or somewhere down close on the ice. My boy Raymond wants to catch a puck.
What?
He wants to catch a puck.
I'm sorry.
He ain't got one of them. And he's wanting to get close enough to where he could catch a puck.
Well, I'm sorry. I work for an accounting and consulting firm now. I don't work for the hockey team anymore.
I don't know nothing about that, but he said that that wild man Dan said that you could get this took care of.
I don't know why Dan would have told you that.
And he said that you could cut me a deal on him, too.
No.
I figured I might get some off since I was buying so daggum many of them.
I'm sorry.
We's all big Mallard fans. If I give you like 20 or something, would you take care of it?
Well, I can't. Dan probably can take care of it.
I'll give you 50 to take care of it.
Well, I can give you the number you can call.
No,
it.
I need you to just take care of it, because I'm sick of calling folks and getting a run around here. That wild man Dan said that you could get it took care of.
You just said you hadn't called anybody else.
I called a wild man Dan, and he said to call y'all. And I said, I'm calling.
I don't know why.
I appreciate that, but I'm about to get a mad on.
You're about to get a what?
A mad on. A pretty good case of the red ass is what I'm getting. Well, it ain't funny.
I'm sorry.
And listen, I tell you what, I didn't want to use this, but are you the lady that won at Miss Heartland?
Who is this?
This is Roy Damn Mercer.
Oh, my God.
And I'm trying to get some hockey tickets. And listen, I didn't, well, it ain't funny. I was trying to get them tickets, and listen, if you ain't going to cooperate, listen, I was shooting some videotape on my camcorder back before Christmas, and I saw you come out of a motel room which looked like one of them Miss Heartland judges down there. Well, it ain't funny. You was tucking your shirt down in your skirt and trying to put your shoes on, getting your car before somebody seen you. And I'd be dadgum if I'm going to sit here and take this. Listen, I ain't going to whoop a woman's ass, but it ain't nothing for me to whoop a man's ass. And I'll just go down there and drag Dan out and whoop his ass if I can't get some hockey tickets.
Now, I might pay some good money to see that one. Who the hell is this?
Oh, God. Kelly.
You're about to have a hernia from laughing, aren't you, Kelly?
Kelly, this is Phil and Brent and Roy Damn Mercer.
Your sister, Kim, wanted us to call you.
Oh, she is going to die.
Lord of mercy, I figured you was going to tell me to puck off here in a minute. So your talent in the Miss Heartland competition was just uncontrolled giggling?
Actually, no, it was sleeping with the judges.
I thought I was going to get in the penalty box for high-sticking there for a minute.
I think that's a poke check.
Poke check.
Poke check. That's what you're doing with that
detention
judge.
Exactly.
Poke check.